Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. So here's a question that pushes the boundaries of political correctness. What's so funny about disability? Well, if you're Will Lotzenheiser, it turns out quite a bit. Lotzenheiser is a film professor who was a victim of an aggressive flesh-eating bacteria that cost him all of his limbs. He spent 5 months in intensive care recovering from the infection and the amputation. And here's the punchline. He now performs stand-up comedy, though he calls it sit-down comedy, making fun of his disability.
There are some advantages, really, to being amputated. Like, one of the best things is that I no longer have to wash my hands after I pee. And I've gotten rid of a lot of bad habits over the past year. I've gotten off methadone, morphine, oxycodone, OxyContin, Special K, and I've stopped biting my nails.
Carrie Goldberg is co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. She wrote about Will Lotzenheiser, and she joins us now. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, Anthony.
Also with us is Will Lotzenheiser, who you just heard in that clip. And welcome to Radio Boston to you, Will. Great to have you.
Thank you, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
Well, so let me start with you, Carrie, because you brought this really interesting story to our attention. How did you learn about Will, his comedy, and what drew you to his story?
Well, you know, we just had the anniversary of the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, which was this really landmark federal law that kind of laid out the rights, the civil rights of people with disabilities. And to mark it, the ADA New England Center in Boston held what they called a laugh and learn panel that included people with several types of disabilities who do comedy. And Will's story just seemed to be the most compelling. I mean, a guy loses all his limbs and he does comedy about it. It just struck me as incredible.
It's incredible. Will, it strikes me as courageous. And I want to talk to you about your comedy. But first, tell us a little bit more about what happened to you, how you lost your limbs. I mean, I read very quickly an aggressive flesh-eating bacteria. But what happened? What does that mean exactly?
In the fall of 2011, I was in Montana. I'd accepted a job at Montana State University in Bozeman. And in the process of moving out there, I had a slight fever and also what I thought was a leg cramp, which I kind of assumed that I got from lifting heavy boxes. And the next day, I went into the hospital to try to figure out what was going on with my leg. And the doctor said, you know, that doesn't really sound like a leg cramp to me. That sounds like it could be an infection. And what had happened subsequently was a total organ failure due to a group A strep. I woke up in Salt Lake City a few days later, and I had doctors telling me that they were going to have to remove my limbs.
Well, Will, I mean, obviously a dramatic new reality for you and your life. At what point did you realize that you wanted to turn to comedy to make sense of this situation?
Well, I think I was always maybe darkly comic in my life, and it was not particularly an ambition ever to become a professional comic. But as soon as this happened to me, I realized that humor was a good tool to try to make this horribly stressful situation a little less stressful. Mm. It's not that any of the situation that I was in was funny at all, but you can see some absurdity in somehow all these difficulties. So it was very fast that I was making some jokes about it. I would never have thought during my time in the ICU and subsequently in rehab that I was going to be doing it in a more professional or serious way. And then a friend just said, you know, your response has been so interesting. Why don't you try to talk about it to a group at a comedy club?
Mm. And so what kinds of things do you talk about? Give us a sense of some of the jokes you make.
I think the general kind of joke I make is punning, in a way, on the turns of phrase that no longer are applicable to me. People say things all the time, and then they catch themselves. So in a way to spare them embarrassment, I might crack a joke. Someone said, so we'll cross our fingers that the prosthetist will come today. You know, so then we say, you know, yeah, we'll cross our fingers and our thoughts and our minds and whatever's available. Some of them are more hyperbolic. I had a psychiatrist ask me about, you know, whether I was feeling depressed. Of course, a lot of people who go through similar losses feel a great deal of post-traumatic stress disorder. which thankfully hasn't really been a problem for me. But I said, yeah, sure. I, this all just makes me feel like I have to slit my wrist. And
Carrie, you attended, you mentioned that panel at the New England ADA Center here in Boston where you met Will and other folks who have turned to comedy, essentially, to confront their disability. Tell us about some other folks that you met there.
Right. Well, there was also Veronica Blackwell, who has ADHD, and Joe Genera, who's in a wheelchair. And they both have actually very successful acting careers in New York City. And there was also Jack Hankey. He's a student at Gordon College and a member of this, what's called the first ever comedy troupe made up of entirely of people with Asperger's. It's called Asperger's Are Us. Yes, and here, take a listen.
So Ralph Nader was born February 27, 1934. He was this really great consumer advocate and did like so many really great things for us.
Shut up!
I totally like him a whole lot.
Who are you?
And other great things. I mean, he's pretty much the best guy there ever is. Listen, listen! Listen! Listen, I have Asperger's, but I'm also a badass, so you've got two options. Either I kick your ass, or you listen to Ralph Nader for the next 6 hours.
So this is playing off the tendency of some people with Asperger's to perseverate, like to get onto a topic and really not want to get off.
Go, right.
Right. So this was Jack laughing at that. He made some very interesting points, actually, about how he thinks that people with disabilities need to be the ones to tell their own stories because they're the ones who understand the nuances and the complexities of their situations. And he also talked about comedy as a way to help break down the barriers between the disabled and people who don't have disabilities. Mm.
And Will, do you agree with that? Do you see comedy as breaking down those barriers?
Absolutely. Mm. When I first roll out onto the stage, there can be a moment of shock for an audience. It's not that common to see a quadrilateral amputee, just to name my own disability. Yeah. Now, I think that humor will then be a way to try to get beyond that initial shock reaction and to understand that there's, you know, a person actually going through this, thinking about this, working through the process of the disability. That is to say, I'm a person who has a disability, not a disabled blob up on the stage.
You know, Will, it strikes me, it's so interesting when I talk to you and think about what you're doing, because on the one hand, I think about what you're doing for yourself, and I sort of see this as courageous and a great way for you to deal with your disability. But I'm also struck by what it does to me, and that is, you know, you make me laugh, but I'm laughing at a joke about your disability. So there's a little bit of me that's like, is that okay? And I think that that's a good sort of conversation to begin to have with ourselves and with each other. You know what I mean?
I think it's a great conversation. Yeah. I sometimes think to myself, well, is this going to be an appropriate joke or not? And then why wouldn't it be? Kind of working through this, it's all about trying to figure out the best things about being half the man I used to be. And there are some advantages, really, to being amputated. Like, one of the best things is that I no longer have to wash my hands after I pee. I can't make jokes about other people. I can make jokes about myself and my own situation. Right. And I think that if I can get people to laugh about that, great. I mean, it amuses me. I would never have thought that amputations would be that funny, but it turns out that they are.
And Carrie, your post about Will is one of the most popular right now on WBUR.org. What kind of responses have you had?
Well, I say, yeah, he's been getting the online equivalent of a standing ovation. He's gotten very positive responses. And I know the people on the panel were talking about how they're tired of being called inspiring, but readers really did find Will inspiring. And a couple of my favorite comments, one said, "Wish I were about 25 years younger. This guy is way more attractive to me than most men who have all their limbs." And another one was someone who wrote, interestingly, "Without ever saying the word, this gentleman is an ideal description of Buddhism. He is adaptable, life-affirming, joyful, and perhaps now more than ever, an incredible teacher who's sharing his new knowledge." So massively positive
all
response.
Right. Well, Carrie Goldberg is co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. You can find a link to her latest post at radioboston.org. And Will Lotzenheiser is a professor of film and comedian. And Will, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Carrie, thank you.
Welcome.